Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When it comes to working with numbers, it seems that some of us are just born with more natural ability. But as Justin Halberda, associate professor of psychological and brain sciences at Johns Hopkins University, explains, some natural abilities continue to improve for decades.
The term number sense is used to describe our ability to intuitively size up, without counting, the quantity of objects, sounds, or people in our environments. For instance, number sense might help us to quickly find the shortest easy pass lane when we are late for work, or to find out whether the number of items in our shopping cart qualifies us to use the supermarket express lane. This is a very basic ability that we use every day, and scientists believe that we are born with it. But being born with something does not mean that it can't change. Until recently, it has been very difficult for scientists to study how cognitive abilities, like the number sense, may change throughout our lives, because studying people across the full lifespan is challenging to pull off in a lab setting. In a recent study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, we used the internet to collect data on the number sense of more than 10,000 people between 11 and 85 years of age. These people chose to log on to a web page to test their own number sense and to help us with our research. Two patterns emerged. First, we found that the precision of a person's number sense improves throughout the school years and peaked at around age 30. This surprised us, because that's a full decade after most other human cognitive abilities reach their best. Second, we found that, throughout the human lifespan, number sense precision is related to how well a person does in school mathematics classes. In other words, a person whose number sense tested as more precise also reported having done well on the math portion of the SAT. These results are intriguing because they tell us that not all cognitive abilities are at their best when we are young. They also suggest that number sense is malleable, leaving open the possibility of developing educational strategies to help improve it, and with it, perhaps, school math performance.
That was Justin Halberda of Johns Hopkins University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.